Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy for Cosmic Love, November 28, 2015. For local news, it's 0 degrees here in Montana, but the fireman's ball is at Chico Hot Springs tonight, so it could be a hot time in the old town tonight. As far as cosmic news, global astrology right now features a cardinal fire grand cross that sets the tone for my presentation tonight. This includes, let me pull up the chart. We've got a this cardinal grand cross fire in fire signs with the moon in Pisces, opposition Pluto in Capricorn, and Mars in Libra is opposition. The Uranus in Aries, and these are all cardinal fire signs cross-referenced, you might say, creating a dynamic called the grand cross. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Others, this is kind of cosmic woo-woo, but the bioenergetics of the quantum field are geometrized in ways that I talk about regularly on Cosmic Love. Thought I'd mention this. There's some other stuff going on tonight. There's the stellium with the sun is conjunct Saturn and conjunct Mercury in Sagittarius. That's a fire sign. And Sagittarius is known for philosophical, educational, religious, spiritual kind of orientations. And there's a congruence there with the sun conjunct Saturn. Then with Mercury, there's a mental aspect to it, going into the higher mental understanding of congruent concepts that deal with what I'm going to be talking about today. Seven good reasons for global conscious evolution revolution at this time. Be going into that. And there's also a mystic triangle going on, and this is kind of an interesting aspect with some metaphysical portents, again, with the moon in Pisces, which is more the feminine energies, Pluto in Capricorn, more the masculine energies, and Jupiter in Virgo, opposition Chiron, you know, the wounded healer. And for those who understand this language, in the mystic rectangle, there's a combination blending of energies that's got its own mystical, metaphysical effects. That's enough for the cosmic astrophysics at this time. But anyway, I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving and have had some time to reflect on the world situation with some gratitude. That may sound strange if you see only the surface of the saber rattling in the Middle East or the fear-mongering in the media about race war and terrorists, refugees coming to America. But I maintain it's all in divine order, and a lot more solutions to global problems are coming forth. This is happening very quickly with the global internet, creating a new social conscience in global social networks. So for Thanksgiving this year, I published an article on this called Seven Reasons for Global Gratitude. And I'm going to go into those seven reasons shortly. And you can read along at the HeartCom Network. Just go to heartcom.org and click on the HeartCom Network link. Scroll halfway down and you come to the archived articles for this last month. I recommend going directly to HeartCom Network because I announce new articles with emails, and some of the major email providers are filtering my emails as spam or sending them to your junk folder. It's a form of censorship that a lot of alternative news media are finding. Goes with the territory, I guess. There's just more light rattling the cage of dark side forces, you might say. And there's a lot of turbulence in the field, so to speak. So this is one of the dynamics that's going on with the big shift. You know, you're over the target, as they used to say, with B-52 bombers and or the different bombers they had in World War II. You know, they knew they were over the target when they got a lot of flack, and a lot of alternative networks are getting a lot of flack right now. But at the same time, the message is coming through, and Anyway, Thanksgiving was on the full moon, and if you go back to the last full moon, you'll see 12 articles at the HeartCom Network that deal with emerging social conscience in our global social networks. And this is the big game changer in global shift dynamics. Now, I've been talking about these shift dynamics all year on the HeartCom Network and on Cosmic Love, and this is a this article I'm going to be going into is a very positive look at the future from a conscious evolution perspective that can transform global affairs with a positive vision for doing so. So here are 7 good reasons for expectation and anticipation of a global future that we can be grateful for. This is the Global Gratitude article at heartcom.org. What world changes are you thankful for? 7 reasons for global gratitude. This was Thanksgiving. Dear reader of this upbeat Thanksgiving shift update, I've been doing shift updates all year emphasizing dynamics on the full moon as today. These are extraordinary times of global enlightenment with surging social conscience in global social networks. The bright light of internet search capabilities for wisdom is the final judgment on dark side special interests that have a vested interest in cherished delusions and willful ignorance. Like I say, the light is surging in the field around Earth, in our collective consciousness, the shift of energies, the acceleration of consciousness, in more enlightened ways, globally, through social networks. This has been happening throughout this year. I've been talking about it a lot. And this enlightened social conscience naturally checks and balances inordinate fears with ordained faith in conscientious common sense of the greatest number in the most enlightened way possible. Personally, I'm grateful that you're still reading these 2015 shift reports of optimism and hope amidst dismal world news of economic contraction and rumors of World War III. However, I maintain that it's all in divine order, as obscure as that may appear on the surface. So here are 7 world changes you may be grateful for. Number 1, clean, free energy technology is rapidly going into mass production worldwide, not just cost-effective solar technology, but also the new Keshi technology breakthrough, and that's at KeshiFoundation.org, K-E-S-H-E, Foundation, one word, .org, that utilizes inexpensive zero-point energy for cars, homes, and industry. This articles that I've had on this, and if you follow this is why the futures market for oil is so dismal, why prices are going down at the gas pump. A bright, clean future, clean power future is ahead of us. Decentralized public power is naturally disruptive to centralized economic and political power, but that future is inevitable, as these 6 other points make self-evident. 2nd point, internet technologies have cultured general enlightenment as a new net reality in our global social networks. This interactive, decentralized connection between global netizens and people on the net is also disruptive to centralized programming by one-way broadcasting media, but cooperative win-win models in social networks are replacing competitive win-lose models that profit 1% at the expense of 99%. Universal rights in the global sphere are naturally emerging with social conscience of humanity as a unified whole. And again, those who are reading along with the article will go to this article at HeartCom Network. This universal rights in the global sphere is an article in itself and goes into what those universal rights of global humanity are. 3rd point, new blockchain, they're called blockchain technologies, I'm going to explain this, are going mainstream on the internet with profound implications for all our core social, political, and economic institutions. And I provided a video, and I see the video from competition to cooperation halfway down at the article there. And that link goes into, quote, explaining blockchain technologies offer a new approach allowing us to achieve large-scale and systematic cooperation in an entirely distributed and decentralized manner, more participatory decision-making. This will be disruptive to global forces of oligarchy, fascism, and tyranny, but it's good for democracy with social conscience. Fourth point, well-informed choice for global holistic healing is going mainstream with emerging internet social networks such as Global Telecare. And Global Telecare is a favorite subject of mine that I've been evolving over this last year. And the article there at Global Telecare with the link goes into great detail of what that will look like with free online crowdsourced databases that provide highly personalized health information regarding one's unique metabolic type and symptom profile. New research and user feedback on this website will show what modalities works best for the analysis, prevention, and treatment of all disease. Now, this concept, Global Telecare, is really, of all these 7 points, this is, might say, the heart coherence factor, I mean, for real care and healing of the healthcare system, and really has more of an impact, will have more of an impact for global holistic healing, perhaps, than any of these other points. Well, they're all integrated, actually. These 7 points correspond basically to 7 rays, you might say, for full spectrum conscience that I've given in the article and I reference in several recent blogs at the 7 hats for full spectrum conscience. And I provide links for that in recent articles at the HeartCom Network. And these 7 rays, these 7 hats, you might say, of full spectrum conscience are metaphors for basically the 7 rays, the 7 chakras, the 7 Ma'aleim, 7 ascended masters, 7 Shoans of the rays, 7 archangels, these 7 ray perspectives, frequencies, however you want to frame them metaphorically, that correspond to full spectrum conscience. So this Global Telecare, you might say, is the healing ray, the green ray of healing, truth, science, and enlightenment in those terms of what Hermes Trismegistus refers to as the medical media marketing management megatrends corresponding to commerce, communications, and science, and truth. So that's not self-evident from the article link on Global Telecare, which you can read, that explains practically how that works. But the concept for people that are more into listening, that are more into the in-depth spiritual cosmic law language correspondence to universal principles of light and consciousness, that's kind of the backstory that corresponds to this 4th point at Global Gratitude that I'm going into. 5th point being, consensus-driven social networking is rapidly maturing from the computer is the network, which was Internet 101, or 1.0, maturing to and through what we now have as platforms for social networking, which is Internet 2.0, like Facebook, to, and this is, you might say, Web 3.0, the evolution of social networks with a conscience. The network has a conscience, Web 3.0 with hardware. And again, those who've listened to Cosmic Love, followed Cosmic Love or the HeartCom Network Web 3.0 via Heartware, what that looks like, how that works, where my heart coherence meets mind congruence. These may be new concepts to some, but to others, I'm basically going back to first principles that correspond to a vision of the future and what it will look like for global holistic healing. And this global telecare with telecommunications, telecommerce, teleconscience, with instant everywhere, interactive, mass-to-mass interaction over the internet, what that will look like and how that will evolve, how that will mature social conscience and social networks, you know, more light and love, easier and faster. Again, the heart coherence factor and the understanding of coherence as a universal standard, a frequency standard that centers and connects mind congruence in the dimensions from upper brain to lower brain, left brain to right brain, forebrain to rear brain, and the holodeck and the field of energy between the ears. These are things I've been talking about consistently all year, and via spaced repetition, I hope that for those who have been following Cosmic Love and the HeartCom Network, you can get an ongoing sense that this is coming into reality. This is the future, sooner or later, that is evolving in social networks. So this concept, the emerging of cyber ethics at the heart of global telecommunications, may be disruptive to lockstep, linear, top-down hierarchies of control over humanity, but it will liberate free and open social conscience in the decentralized grassroots, you might say the netroots, of our new global social networks, our new net reality. You know, you might say the decentralized net roots of humanity in our new net reality. Sixth point, global political power is rapidly shifting from linear, logical, left brain, letter of the law dominant Western civilization that reads from left to right. This is basically, you know, in the Western Hemisphere, we read left to right, and it's this shift in global political power is moving to a more balanced conscience with respect to nonlinear, intuitive, right brain functions that read or perceives, you know, from right to left, from right hemisphere to left hemisphere. And this is how people in the right hemisphere of the world, you know, the Eastern Hemisphere, they read their calligraphy from right to left on a page because they're right brain dominant. They read from right to left. And this is quantum reality, and this is practical reality. This is the way, you know, organically, naturally, conscious evolution has evolved in the Western Hemisphere and the Eastern Hemisphere. And this is something a lot of people have never heard of. I've talked about it consistently over the years when I had Lynn McTaggart on the show a couple years ago. Her book, The Bond and the Field, she talked about this with her research, and she's a well-known, globally renowned conscious evolution author, writer, lecturer. And she was the one that brought this to my attention on the show. And of course, you know, people that, you know Eastern languages that and how they read right to left, it's because they're right brain dominant. So there's a shift in global political, economic, social political, and economic power that's shifting from dominant left brain powers, I might say, to more of a balanced Eastern perspective. We're seeing that now in the Middle East. There's a shift of power. Putin and China, you know, in the Middle East, have really basically dropped the hammer on ISIS. And all the stuff we're seeing in the media about the Middle East, I mean, The Cold War is really quite hot, and the dynamics there and what we get in Western media is quite different from what people get in Eastern media and in Europe and in Russia today. Those who read on the internet, Veterans Today, which gives more of the perspective of what's being viewed in the world and what the truth is from the perspective of, you might say, the right hemisphere, how they look at this entire situation and really want balance. The movement is not for dominance of Eastern Hemisphere's agenda. The intent is for balance. In other words, Western economics, Western power, the Western dominance and domination in the Middle East that has backed and supported and financed, and this has all come out, and I've had multiple articles on this recently on the HeartCom network that goes into great detail on this with videos and links that explains this check and balance of forces in the Middle East, which really represents the middle ground between East and West. There's a real power shift, power play, tit for tat, back and forth, warring in the members, you might say, of East and West, which have completely shifted with Putin's going after ISIS and exposing who are the supporters of ISIS, who are the real terrorists. And articles, I've included these articles by leading Western experts like Paul Craig Roberts, who's legendary for those who follow alternative news, of him just nailing the issue regarding who are the real terrorists, who are funding the terrorists. This has all come out intensely at an accelerated rate this last month. So this last month, from this Thanksgiving full moon to the full moon a month ago, the news has been breaking fast and furious, and I've tried to basically surf the wave of breaking news with commentary from a cosmic love perspective of the truth of both sides, what both sides are doing and saying, for a more balanced perspective of reality, of the situation that you can discern for yourself. You can connect the dots and get the picture for yourself of what's really going on. And it's like informed choice, free will choice, is, you might say, the hallmark of sovereignty, East and West. And in the West, we get a lot of packaged information and disinformation from the one-way centralized, top-down hierarchies of media management from six giant media conglomerates that can control, 97% of mainstream news, what people get on the boob tube and in newsprint and hundreds of publications. They are all agenda-driven and qualified and filtered by these giant media cartels in the West, and we don't get a lot of the truth of what's going on. So this sixth point of global economic, political, social, political, economic power shifting from West to East with a more balanced perspective, considering both sides. And if we look at the best interests, you might say, or the pure intent or the truth from both sides, and the balance of that, basically the best aspects of a Western media from people like Paul Craig Roberts and what he's saying, and he was former Assistant Treasury Secretary co-editor, I believe, in the Wall Street Journal and other major publications, and his perspective is hard-hitting, but really kind of cuts through the crap to the world situation that we just don't get in the Western media as a general rule. And then you get news, alternative news from RT Today, from Russia Today, from other Eastern publications that Paul Craig Roberts quite often references, as do a lot of alternative media, giving a more balanced perspective. This is coming through fast and furious this last month. So from a month ago, as far as the last full moon to the present, and I kind of keynote to astrology, psychology, you know, with the fullness of events at these different full moon times, because there is, with full moon energy, an emotional peak, you might say, with energy that's in the collective conscience of humanity. And again, a lot of people can get enlightened through this, and a lot of people with this energy goes off the rails. You know, more light, you might say, disturbs or otherwise disrupts the darkness within us as well as without us. And that's why during full moons, hospitals see a lot more accidents and crazies going off. But in fact, during full moons, a lot of people get a lot of surge in emotional energy and motion, you might say, of an enlightened nature. You know, a lot of enlightened people meditate or mediate, you know, with source during that time, and they get a boost. And again, some people listening to the show, that may sound like woo-woo, and others, of course, know what I'm talking about. And as the host of Cosmic Love, I've been into and a student of and taught advanced astrology, psychology for decades, and pull it up daily and follow it closely, and get weekly reports from Kai Pacha, who I've had on the show. Kai Pacha, New Paradigm Astrology. For people that follow this, he explains in secular terms, without going into politics and economics, he goes into what's going on weekly. Again, this is Kai Pacha at New Paradigm Astrology. You can Google that, New Paradigm Astrology, and pull up his weekly reports on what's going on in the field, the quantum field of collective consciousness as a function of the quantum science of astrology, and how it, the geometry of different aspects affect the holodeck between our ears, the holodeck as far as the energy field between our ears, and how that resonates with our own personal astrology, you know, your natal chart, and of course resonates with your soul contract, your divine plan, and it gives a little background on a lot of what a lot of people are feeling, the energies going on, different trigger events, that some people are more sensitive to others, but again, it does not predetermine the future, but it definitely affects each and all of us in ways, in different subtle ways, that affect our discernment and free will choices. So I'm kind of getting off the subject a lot, but basically, this sixth point of hemispheric checks and balances as East meets West in a free and open global village, this is, of course, disruptive, again, to closed systems of communications and commerce, but it's the beginning of global peace and prosperity in a balanced unity state of united souls with a unified sense or a common sense as universal solidarity of, by, and for the united sovereigns of Earth. In other words, looking at Earth's evolution at this time and the revolution in higher consciousness is leading in this direction of universal sovereignty, universal principles of sovereignty, of, by, and for all of us as united sovereigns. So this is a dynamic. This is where we're going. This is basically the emerging blueprint for the Aquarian dispensation, a golden age, you know, Atlantis rising, some people refer to it, with all this new, this quantum science technology emerging, with full disclosure going forth, with the cosmic space programs, the secret space programs being unveiled on Gaia TV, some people following that. Again, this is this is a little bit much for people that are maybe listening to the show for one of the first times or just kind of tuning into this, but these are the subjects and that I reference on the HeartCom network with links to go into specifics with shows that are on Gaia TV, Internet TV, regarding cosmic disclosure that's going on worldwide right now. And this genie's not going back into the bottle. I mean, it's like it's going mainstream in the collective consciousness of humanity. This is where we're going, the United Sovereigns of Earth, and the principles and processes that involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. These are all integral with these 7 points of full spectrum conscience. And I go into this more in the seventh point. The seventh point, you might say, corresponds to the seventh ray of the violet flame, Holy Spirit, diplomacy, and a spiritual science of invocation, affirmation, confirmation, determination, integration, with pure intention, attention, for conscious ascension in basically the unified field dimension whereby cosmic universal love rules. And that's kind of a mouthful. But point being is that spiritual science is being unveiled, qualified, and magnified in the collective conscience of global humanity now as at no other time in recorded history. I mean, this is many people that talk about this next 2,000-year cycle of Aquarius, the principles of universal freedom in love, in cosmic love of a truly universal natural law, language, nature. It's this full spectrum conscious evolution revolution is going mainstream with a new understanding of light language and the 7 hats for full spectrum conscience that I referred to earlier. And those are links, light language and the 7 hats for full spectrum conscience, that goes into more detail of this conscious evolution, revolution, revelations that are going mainstream. So the ancient history of extremely advanced spiritual science is emerging. It's being unveiled, and I provide an article on this by Dr. Kathy Forty that goes into that she recently on her blog, just as I think it was Thanksgiving also, that she presented just getting back from Egypt and experiences that they've had there and research that she's had and from previous trips to Egypt, and a lot of research, and she's, you might say, an intuitive regarding a lot of the cosmic history of Egypt. And what she's revealed is quite astounding. And I provide a link with her article in the blog at Global Gratitude, this Thanksgiving article at the HeartCom Network, that I think you'll find amazing. And very timely, and because it's now being validated with humanity's new understanding of quantum science and the power of love, the Ho'oponopono, this principle, this concept, this understanding of the power of love for global enlightenment and global holistic healing. Regarding this seventh point, I'm grateful to be hosting Dr. Kathy Forty at a local event. And if you go to that article, Global Gratitude, these 7 reasons for global gratitude, at the bottom of it, I've got a flyer regarding Dr. Kathy Forty coming to Montana, and this is to the Wellspring Institute here in Immigrant, Montana. You can look at that flyer. It gives more background on Dr. Kathy Forty and what she'll be speaking about. The subject is conscious evolution technology and rediscovering the ancient sciences. And she'll be sharing some references again to the recent blog being to Egypt and a lot of other amazing information that will blow your mind. Dr. Kathy Forty has written this book called Fractals of God, basically the fractal order of the holographic universe and the science of the fractals of the science of fractals. And the book is a psychologist, and she is a PhD psychologist. It references her near-death experience and journeys into the mystical, and specifically background information for her development of this brilliant new technology called the Trinfinity 8, using laboratory-grown quartz crystals and a computer interface with these algorithms that deal with the fractal harmonic set points of for healing in the bioenergetic body. And Dr. Forty, over about a 5-year period, was giving guidance on the development of more than 70,000 programs that can be you can utilize with this technology, with this computer, and the fractal algorithms regarding the fractal harmonic set points for holistic healing. You can read an article on that at www.heartcom.org, T8.htm, that's capital T8.htm, and that'll go into more information on the technology and what she's developed and some aspects of this conscious evolution technology that she'll be talking about in her presentation. So this is coming up January 23rd. And different people are coming in for the event. We still have rooms available that we're booking at the Wellspring Institute for this event. And we have some other speakers we're getting lined up for that seminar on January 23rd, 2016. She'll be speaking from approximately 3 to 6 p.m. in that range. So I'm going to be hosting that seminar and looking forward to seeing some of you there, hopefully. So I wanted to do a wrap here shortly. I've given a lot of information with links explaining a lot more, but I hope you're at least grateful that there is a positive future waiting for us sooner or later. At the present time, I'm late for the Fireman's Ball at Chico Hot Springs, where Western gals are wearing their best blue jeans, so I'm going to be signing off with keep on dancing, see the good, make it so. I'll be in touch on the HeartCom network. Bye for now. I'm going to finish with a little meditation, 10-minute meditation or so, and grateful for your listening, and see you on those cosmic highways.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention, because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.